average down at the bottom is about 63 cents, what it looks like, 62.8 cents per mile, and we're about 49 right now. So somewhere in the middle range.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good. That's all that I have for now. I'm happy to introduce the contract renewal presentation when we get to the business systems portion of the agenda, if that's all right.
Yeah, that sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Finance has one item, award of a contract issued through the Illinois State Treasurer's Office providing the Illinois Highway with customary banking services and armored car services to B of A for a four-year period commencing September 1st, 2015, the amount not to exceed 1.4.
Thank you. Good morning, directors.
Good morning.
Finance does have one item for the committee this morning. It's for customary banking services. In September 2014, the Illinois State Treasurer issued an RFP for banking services for the tollway, and from the Treasurer acting as custodian for the tollway. They issued that in accordance with the Treasurer's procurement regulations, since it was a procurement managed through their office. The services to be procured included depository services, check clearing, information reporting, wire transfers, ACH transfers, purchase of rolled coin, armored car services, among other services provided in the RFP. There were five responses to the RFP, four deemed responsive. Bank of America, after evaluation by several members of the Treasurer's Office and one member from the tollway, Patty Fern, our controller, who works with the Treasurer's Office, was on this team. Both were in agreement, and the recommendation was that Bank of America be awarded this contract based on their highest technical score. I believe they also had the lowest pricing when you eliminated one firm that actually had a proposal that didn't comport with the requirements. So our recommendation is to approve Bank of America with their subcontractor, Garda, provide the armored car services for a period, initial period of 4 years. As we mentioned, it's September 1, 2015 through August 31st of 2019. There are optional renewals that the tollway and the treasurer could approve subsequently if we're satisfied with their services.
Any questions? Okay. There being none, I'm going to take that for approval. Finance item 1, do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to full consent board agenda. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Christy, back to you for the introduction of the business systems.
Great. So I think this one takes a little bit of a history lesson, particularly for those members of the board who weren't here in 2010. Back in 2010, as the board and tollway leadership were evaluating our whole kind of toll collection process, from the customer service aspects, the call center, image review, all the way to, you know, the lane technology, back office system, you know, they were really dominated by two large vendors and two big contracts. And at that time, the direction was that we really, as much as possible, wanted to see those broken up into smaller opportunities to enhance competition and allow us to have some unique and interesting partnerships. So the customer service aspects, as we all now know, were broken up and divided into really a series of state use partnerships with Lighthouse, for instance, that handles our call center, image review services, you know, mailing out transponders. Those are all separate agreements with different not-for-profit entities, basically, which has been, I think, tremendously beneficial for both the tollway and those entities. We have also started at that time, really, to evaluate what we could do for our toll revenue management and maintenance program, or TRUMP, which was the large system that handles really all tolls collected. I mean, people think of it as our electronic tolls and IPACs, but also the cash that we collect. is ultimately tracked through the system as well. And it handles and oversees both the installation of any lane components that are on the roadway, so any of the cameras and antennas and readers and everything that are those gantries over the road, as well as the IT system that tracks the accounts and tracks all of the revenues that are coming in, both through cash, but primarily, of course, through IPAS and electronic tolling. So we started down the path of also trying to break up this contract to provide for additional opportunities. And Shauna is going to go through now a presentation of what this system looks like. Just to remind everyone, I think people have probably seen some of these complicated diagrams before, but also what we're developing. And we have gone through an RFP process and selected a vendor, the SAP software with Accenture as the vendor that's implementing it, to help us on the system side, the IT system side. And ultimately, I think a little later this year, we'll be going out with a separate RFP for that lane technology to, again, try to create as much competition in this marketplace as possible. So, as usual, I've stolen almost the entire presentation. But it is so complicated that probably can bear some repeating and additional helpful detail from Shauna. So if you'd like to go ahead, maybe go up to the podium, because I think it's easier for our, I'm sure, millions of fascinated viewers to hear you if you are.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you.
Good morning.
All right, there's even a clicker up here, so I should be good. This is the complicated diagram that was just referred to. I do believe a lot of people have seen it before, but this really shows how we capture electronic and cash transactions at the lane and filter them through to our back office to either post them to IPAS accounts or otherwise account for them, eventually some of them ending up in the violations process. It's this whole thing right now, where the dotted square line is one contract. And it's been that way for about almost 10 years at this point, and because electronic tolling for open road scenarios is about 10 years old. We were one of the first organizations to implement it. It was very cutting edge. And we're going to be one of the first organizations to continue changing the way that looks, which we'll see in the next slide. But these are all the ways that all of us pay tolls, and then it flows back through all these different parts of a system that we call the right system today. On the next slide, you can see a little bit of what Christy was talking about, our effort to really break this apart and create more competition and, honestly, leverage more expertise. Because in the electronic open road tolling world, what mostly happened was that lane providers, the hardware and software lane providers, really started creating these back office systems as a secondary thing to provide. And that's what everybody had to use when we started this business. But we're changing that because we are introducing what we call ATS, the Accenture Tolling System. It's mostly SAP with a little bit of Accenture code on top of it. And that is going to replace, just to remind everybody, all these. And you can see that dotted line gets a lot smaller. And so we are moving in an important and exciting and actually pretty cutting edge new direction. The doing this improves competition, clearly, but it's it also leverages the core competencies of vendors that are out there. The SAP system is something used by Fortune 500 companies with a ton of transactions and dollars all over the world. What we were using before what we're using now is only used in the tolling industry. And also, doing this part first, this back office part first, allowed us kind of to focus on the greatest area of opportunity. When we did our RFI process a few years back, we asked for all sorts of information about how electronic tolling was working, what technologies were out there for any single part of the electronic tolling world. And what we learned is that the way our lanes work and are set up today, and we kind of knew this, but this confirmed it, is indeed kind of a leading setup, and we do it
almost better than everybody else. And I say almost just because it's not as if you can do apples and oranges in this world. But we do it really well. And our lanes work pretty well. And we confirmed all that with our RFI. So we said, all right, well, we know that our back office piece has had some room for growth in the way that we want it to be flexible and capable of growing with transaction volumes and transaction complexities. So you've also probably seen this slide before. We've been showing this for a few years now. This was our effort to break apart contracts, to examine the way we do business, to improve the way we do customer service, to find a new back office system and to implement it, which we're doing right now and we will bring live this year. And then you can see that this kind of transition to new contracts and system implementation continues for a little bit here because we're trying to get to the final goal line in an industry that's pretty niche with technology that's pretty niche, at least at the lane level. We are looking to restructure this contract as a whole, but we're bringing to you today a sole source that will get us through a transition period. It's a 6-month sole source for $13 million, and you'll see the details of that in a moment. But what we are doing is bringing live the new back office system this year, and we're issuing a new RFP in the next few months to deal with the lane hardware and software. And we're at this transition period. These are just some of the benefits we noted. More than anything, it allows us to remain on time with all the construction schedules. Every time a new plaza goes up, we have to do a lot of work on the electronic tolling part of it, and we don't want to hold anything up. And a lot of, it might be helpful actually to note, some of what you see in that $13 million, that indicates about a 300% increase in the typical construction budget for electronic tolling. I mean, we're just doing a ton of construction this construction season, and you see that reflected here. So this is what we're bringing you today. It covers the I-90 ramps, plazas we're bringing live this summer. It covers the beginning of the Elgin O'Hare work that we're doing. It helps us put new cameras around the system. We actually have some of the oldest cameras in the tolling industry, and we do great work with them, but it's time. And we've been talking about that, too, to put new ones in. So this is what we are hoping to achieve as we continue to work towards the ultimate goal of having the most competitive and leading set of contracts possible for the way we do electronic tolling here in Illinois. I don't know if there are any questions.
I've got a couple questions, but first I wanted to let the committee know that Chairman, Director Reddick, Chairman of the Customer Service Committee, has had an opportunity to review this proposal and vetted it and went through it, but he moved it to our committee to expedite it to the full board. So he wanted to know that he's reviewed it and approved it and is in support of it. So I wanted to pass that on. Director Reddick.
Thank you.
The, talked about it, there were two or three, because it's so niche, there were only two or three firms, I think, that submitted on the RFI.
Originally?
Originally.
Yes, and that probably hasn't changed too much, except that there are various firms shifting around. They keep changing names and kind of getting together and breaking apart, but it's the same key players, and we probably won't have a ton of responses to the RFP.
So I don't want to be so pessimistic about it.
I know. That's true. You never know.
Three. I mean, I would love to have, honestly, three qualified competitors for something would be, we'd be thrilled to have that. But.
As some of the European firms are starting to try to move into the North American market, and that is an area where we might see some expanded competition there.
Budget question, Mike. This, see, basically, the contract of work can be accommodated with the 2015 capital and M&O budgets. Is that correct?
My understanding, it is within the budget.
It's within the budget, okay. And then the 10% BEP, that's for, they're going to provide maintenance on this contract?
That's been somewhat consistent throughout the course of our work with them, and it largely goes to the maintenance work. It's when coins jam up in the machine, somebody has to go clear them. When the cameras get covered with salt, someone has to clean them. When the hard drive crashes at the plaza, you've got to send somebody to swap it out pretty quickly. That stuff.
Understood. Any further questions? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Presentation. Thank you. Nice job.
Christy. Was there anything else you wanted to add?
No, thank you.
Okay. All right, there being no further questions, under Business Systems Item 7, award of contract to the Electronic Transaction Consultants Corporation for the purchase of toll revenue management and maintenance program services, the amount not to exceed $13 million. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the full consent board agenda. Thank you. Thanks, John. Procurement. Hi, John.
Good morning, Chair. Good morning, Directors. So we have four items for your consideration this morning. The first item is a request to award a toll invitation for bid to purchase authorized Navistar OEM truck repair services. The toll plans to utilize this contract on an as-needed basis to repair Navistar trucks when our technicians cannot perform due to workload, highly specialized repairs, or Navistar warranty work. Bidders were required to be an authorized Navistar OEM warranty repair center to participate in the solicitation. The vendor with the lowest total cost will be utilized for each of the respective maintenance sites. Award is recommended to Rush Truck Centers of Illinois Incorporated for 9 maintenance sites, Lakeside International LLC for 2 maintenance sites, and Thompson Truck and Trailer Incorporated for 1 maintenance site, an aggregate amount not to exceed $451,625 for the 2-year initial term.
The reason for the 3 is for the geographical
correct
coverage of the system?
That's okay. Correct, yes, absolutely. And this is work that we are doing today, but, you know, as a truck breaks down and we can't perform the repair service in-house, you know, we have to go through a small procurement process to get that completed. So this is more of an efficiency gain for us. Okay?
Thanks.
Second item is an award of a tollway invitation for bid to purchase dual-pouch money bags that are used for the collection of toll revenue throughout our system. So while there were 4 bids that were received on this procurement, there was only 1 responsive bidder. 2 of the bidders were not authorized to do business with the Secretary of State's office, and the other vendor didn't submit their financial disclosure forms. The lowest responsive bidder is based in Elmhurst and is a registered small business in the state's Small Business Set-Aside Program. Award is recommended to Secure Products Corp. in an amount not to exceed $270,200 for the 4-year initial term. Third item is an award of a tollway invitation for bid to purchase Tripwire brand software maintenance support and services. This software will be utilized for our back office implementation and corporate edge environments as another security measure. The software notifies our network team of any abnormal activity that's taken place on our network and may warrant attention. Bidders were required to be an authorized Tripwire partner to participate. There is a 20% BEP goal. The proposed vendor is a BEP certified vendor and is a registered small business in the state's Small Business Set-Aside Program. Award is recommended to Alert IT Solutions Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $269,605.98 for the 1-year initial term.
Were you expecting more bidders?
You know, we were expecting a few more. Again, in order to participate, you have to be an authorized Tripwire partner. So that pool is kind of limited. We did talk to a vendor that we dealt with in the past. They went through a change in their sales representative. We contacted the individual, but unfortunately, we didn't receive a bid from them. So we were expecting a couple more, but unfortunately, we just received the 1.
And was the cost about in line with what you thought?
It was, yes, it is, yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
Sure. The fourth and final item is an award of a tollway invitation for bid to purchase safe repair and maintenance services for the existing safes located throughout our network. There was 11% BEP goal on the solicitation, and the vendor has committed to a 20% BEP participation with an African-American-owned firm. Award is recommended to O-Strike Sales and Services Incorporated in an amount not to exceed $234,997.50 for the 2-year initial term. Any questions?
Thank you, John. There being no questions, any opposition to taking all 4 of these items?
I'm going to have to recuse myself on number 4.
Number 4, recuse. Okay. under item 8, procurement. Do I hear a motion to approve items 1, 2, and 3?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the full consent board agenda. Item 4, under procurement. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. All, we have one recusal. Director Darcy. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the full consent board agenda. Thank you. Thanks, John. Engineering.
Good morning, Director. Engineering has 18 items this morning, and I know that 5 of them are going to be deferred until later on, so I'll call those out independently as we go through them.
Okay.
So item 1 is a construction contract award, and this is for site restoration and some landscaping work at the ALSEB M1 maintenance yard on the Tri-State Tollway. So we broke out this from the larger reconstruction contract that we have going on there at that site right now. We did advertise it as a small business set aside. We got 2 bids. The award is recommended to Allied Landscaping Corporation, who's the low bidder at $181,855. Item 2, this is a contract that we're going to have to defer until later.
Okay. Defer to the full board?
Yep. You know, I believe item 2, I can tell you right now, we did open up bids on this contract. It's for demolition work that we have, building demolition on the Elgin O'Hare. So this is another example of we tried to break out some work. We had 3 bidders. It looks like all 3 bidders are going to be disqualified. They all had issues with their financial disclosures. They didn't include them in their bid document. It's a non-curable according to the procurement code. So we're probably going to be re-advertising this. So it's not being referred to the board. We're going to keep trying. The next contract is another one that is going to be most likely removed from the agenda altogether. So we had 1 bidder on this. It's a very small contract. It's for doing some additional signing work at the M1 maintenance facility. And the bidder was not pre-qualified. So like we talked about, I think, at the last board meeting with Gustavo about looking at some of these smaller type jobs that are off system and being a little more strategic on our requirements, this is one where we probably could have helped ourselves a little bit since they were pre-qualified by the Capital Development Board. They just didn't have an IDOT financial qualification. So we're going to have to address that one in another manner. So item 4 is a construction contract, and this is for preventative maintenance and some preservation work for structural elements on 6 bridges on the Tri-State Tollway from Washington Street to just north of Bradley Road. Work includes cleaning and sealing of concrete decks, the approach slabs, the parapets, some substructure elements, removal and replacement of some bridge joint seals, and all the maintenance of traffic that goes along with that work. We got 2 bids on this contract, and we are recommending award to the DMBE firm Industria, who is the low bidder at $522,249.60. Industria is a veteran-owned small business and SBA 8A certified. They've committed to meeting our DB goal. So this is one of the success stories. Previously, I've come to the board. Industria has been disqualified for various reasons. They have their IDOT prequal now. They have their disclosures submitted, and they were successful eventually. So we wanted to point that out, that we are on the learning curve. We expect that, you know, there's going to be some time and adjustment of the industry to these new contracts, but we are achieving what we're trying to do.
Can you rectify the diversity ethnic group on that one?
Say that again?
It's not Hispanic.
No, we correct you.
Thank you. We correct it.
We will sign. Asian male.
Okay.
So, and they are veteran-owned, too, so I think we're doing great on that.
Yeah, very good. Excellent.
Item 5 is a construction contract award, and this is for bridge repairs. Work includes sealing of cracks, some bridge joint replacement, and wrapping of the pier caps with fiber wrap. We've got 2 bids on this contract. Award is recommended to FH Passion S.N. Nielsen, who's a low bidder at $834,176.52. And they're committing to exceed the DB goal on this work. Item 6 is a contract that we just opened up yesterday, so hopefully we will come back to the board after we fully evaluated the bid and can make a recommendation on awarding it next week. Item 7, so the next few items are all supplements to existing engineering contracts. Item 7 is a supplement, an amount not to exceed $4 million, and this is for additional engineering services to be performed under the Elgin O'Hare Western Access Design Corridor Management Contract. That's Contract 4014. It's with CH2M Hill. The supplement is going to specifically provide them with the funding necessary to do contract plan preparation and engineering work necessary to develop all the electrical plan work that we need on the section of the Elgin O'Hare east of I-290. So that as the work is starting to move into that section, we have to coordinate it and integrate it into all the future construction contracts, which are going to be coming out later this summer. This vendor, the designer in this case, they are in the best position to do this work for us. It will be an overall 6% increase in their existing contract.
25% DB.
Yes, they're doing okay on their achievement so far. They're a little below the 25%, but we don't anticipate there will be any issues.
Okay.
And their work is going to continue through 2017, so they're in the midst of it right now. So item 8 is a. Another supplement, this is for construction management services on I-90. It's not ready yet, so hopefully we will have this fully negotiated and finalized by the board meeting next week. Item 9, really the background information for items 8, 9, and 10, they're all supplements for construction management contracts. They're all for work being performed right now on I-90. We had some advanced contracts come out in 2014, and these CMs were assigned to oversee and manage that work for us. Those contracts, they all experienced delays due to issues that were beyond the contractor or their control, frankly. One of the reasons was we had a delay in the processing of one of our Corps of Engineer permits, so they could not work on the walls in any of the wetland areas. We had that straightened out now, so they are moving forward. Another reason was utilities. We were having issues getting our utilities relocated in advance of the wall work that was coming. That has subsequently been resolved also. We want to keep these CMs on board to finish up this wall work for us, and they're going to do that early in this year. They're in the best position to do this work for us. So item 9 is a supplement in an amount not to exceed $323,676.23 to compensate the CM on this section, Alfred Benish and Company, for additional construction management services so they can finish up their work, the construction work that was planned under Contract 4102. Item 10. We're still negotiating this, so we're hopefully going to be bringing this to the full board next Thursday. All the remaining items are partial releases or final releases of retainage. This first one, item 11, is a partial release and a reduction in their retainage to $1,107,322. It's on construction contract 4133 with Kern Contracting. All their primary work is done and been accepted. They are wrapping up some landscaping work still, some electrical work, and some other punch list items. They are doing okay on their DBE, so we're recommending releasing some of their retainage. Item 12, similarly, it's a partial release of retainage and a reduction in retainage to $1,340,029.03. It's on construction contract 4134 with R.W. Dunteman. They have some remaining work, but it's landscaping and punch list item works. I wanted to point out that on this contract, so that the board is aware, the DBE commitment that this contractor made to us at the time of the bid award was 19%. During the construction, the contractor added DBE subs to this contract to help them do some of the work, and they committed to raising it to 26%, and they are on track to achieve that amount by the time they complete this. So you'll see there was some work added to this contract. All those items, the additional items, were presented to the board and approved by the board. But you see that the contractor did respond positively, and they were committed to, you know, involving the subs and getting some of this work done for us.
Good.
Good stuff.
But it's the same subs that we have listed here?
It should be
all
subs.
They just expanded the amount. They didn't add new subs. They just
expanded their work.
Expanded the work of the existing ones?
They did add some subs.
Oh, okay.
So this list includes the original subs from the original work and the new.
And the new. Okay.
I unfortunately don't know which are which, though, but we
okay,
can find
I've
that out.
Just given our discussion at the last board meeting, I was curious if we had added any African-American book.
Item 13 is a request for partial release of retainage and a reduction in retainage to $262,972.56. It's on construction contract 4137 with William Charles Construction Company. They have some signage, landscaping, and punch list work remaining. The contract is finishing up within budget, and we believe the DBE commitment is going to be met. It's being exceeded right now. So.
Okay,
item 14 is a request for partial release of retainage and a reduction in retainage to $152,542. Signed construction contract 5691 with F.H. Pash and S.N. Nielsen. They have some punch list work remaining. The contract is completing within budget, and we expect the DBE is also going to be met by the end. Item 15 is a request. This is for a final release of retainage in the amount of $40,790. It's on construction contract 4147 with Devane Brothers Incorporated, Devane Brothers Electric. DBE earned is still being reviewed, and they are still getting the final paperwork on that. But all work has been completed and accepted by us. Item 16, this is a request for final release of retainage in the amount of $26,405.88. It's on construction contract 4149. This is with Mead Incorporated. It's completing within budget, and the DBE percentage is being exceeded. 17, this is a request for final release of retainage in the amount of $83,406.06 on construction contract 4176 with National Power Rodding. Contract is finishing up within budget. There is a DBE shortfall on here. There were some reduced quantities associated with the amount of drainage work that they were doing, and also their maintenance of traffic items. Based on the actual field measurements and requirements. So this will be evaluated by diversity. And 18 is the last item I have. It's a final release of retainage in the amount of $213,005.89. It's on construction contract 5665 with Landmark Contractors. This one has a little background on it also. We did provide a front-end waiver on this contract when they entered into it, and it actually reduced their DBE goal to 11.76%. Mm-hmm. But they also, during the construction, were able to add some additional DBE subcontractors on, and it was approved by diversity to add them on, so that has increased their DBE commitment to 25.67.
Right.
And we're expecting this contract also to meet the goal once all the final paperwork is in.
Excellent. Good work. Okay. Any questions for Paul? And any of the engineering items?
Yeah, I got on number one. When we say final, does that mean that 17 people inquired but only two submitted? On the landscaping for item number one?
So In general, we do provide complimentary plan sets to multiple assist agencies, and in this case, 11 of the 17 plan holders were assist agencies that we just normally provide plans to complimentary.
So what are some examples of, when we say assist agencies, what are some examples?
We provide copies to Black Contractors United, the Chicago Minority Business Development Council, Chicago Urban League, the Construction Business Development Center, that's our partnership, Federation of Women Contractors, Hispanic American Construction Industry, Illinois Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, the Latin American Chamber of Commerce, Rainbow Push Coalition International Trade Bureau, Rock Valley College, Procurement and Technical Assistance Center, and Suburban Minority Contractors.
So it's all 11 out of the 17.
Yeah.
But we have six others and then two submit.
Yeah, there were others. So Allied was one of the plan holders. Copenhaver pulled plans. Outlook Design and Construction pulled plans, Pan Oceanic pulled plans, and Windy City Contracting. Another typical vendor that always pulls our plans is this bid tool. They kind of post our advertisement more broadly.
So they're an intermediary.
They are. So they're not a valid
bidder. They're not a bidder themselves.
Right. But it looks like we had 5 contractors who were at least considering bidding it as a prime.
And then the second one, it says we have 25 plan holders. So how many of those were actually requested?
Right. So on the second one, it looked like we had Antigua pull plans, CMD, Environmental Cleansing Corporation, E.R. Bakey Foundation, Mechanics, Fox Excavating, Hyde Park Environmental, Outlook Design, Plody pull plans, R&R Contractors pull plans, Spirit Wrecking, The Bow Group, and Windy City Contracting. So I count 1, 2. Thirteen of the 25 were at least interested in it. And I can't say, the thing I like about our online plan room is they actually keep track of all the vendors who are looking at these plans or have purchased these plans and are considering bidding on it. And they actually have to identify themselves as either a prime or a sub. So it really helps the contractors who might be interested in doing a part of this work to team up, because they can target their marketing to the prime holders. So I don't know the breakout of which ones of these were actually looking at it as a prime or as a sub, but it looked like roughly half.
We had only 3 that did submit, but then all 3 got knocked out because of the
technical disclosures.
So do we go back and find out exactly why the other ones didn't? Was it because maybe they weren't IDOT certified, or they?
We do that as a regular rule. Every time we get maybe 1 or 2 bids, we probably did not do that exercise in this because we actually had 3 people respond to us. But in general, when we only get 1 respondent, we do follow up with everyone else and say, why didn't you bid on this?
Yeah, because I would think that here's, where it's the contract prices are so low here, where we would expect the small businesses and others to really participate, yet we don't seem to have that participation. So I was just wondering, if there's any way to track that in terms of why they didn't.
So we'll follow up on this one. We'll get some responses from at least, these 13 that pulled plans. So on the online plan room, the other nice thing about it is, they do have to purchase the plans, but it really is based on really the cost of the paper and the delivery of these items to them. There is some additional cost because...
And they can go to the reason we provide them to the assist agencies is because...
They can get them free from the assist agencies.
Well,
for sure, one of the 13, Plody. They would not be eligible to bid on a small set aside. So they probably pulled it out for some other reason, maybe to
be
provided to a partner, like that. So we know that for a fact that they couldn't have bid on it.
I think the thing I was getting at was at least you know, these 13 thought it was attractive enough to pay for the plans. And there's others getting the plans, you know, just complimentary through the assist agency. So, I mean, this was a contract that obviously looks like we have some people interested. And these names, other than Plody, of course, they aren't the most familiar to me. So they are new people interested in doing work. So we will, to help us, you know, figure out
what's going on. Yes, yeah, planning to see how we...
It is. Mm-hmm. We can find out, see if it was the prequal, see if it was the disclosures, or exactly why, you know, they didn't decide to put in a bid.
Thanks.
Okay, Paul, maybe you can help me with these. I know we've got some deferrals and some recusals.
Okay.
So help me as I go through. Under engineering, we would take items 1, 2, and 3 are deferred or have been removed completely. We take items 4 and 5. 6 has been deferred to the full board. We would take item 7. 8 has been deferred. We would take item 9. 10 has been deferred. We would take item 11 and 12. Um, 13, we have a recusal, so we'll take up to 13 in direct regards to recusing on that one. Is that correct?
That's
what I've stated? Okay. Do I hear a motion to approve those items?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the full consent board agenda. Mm-hmm. Item 13, we'll take now partial release of retainage. Do I hear a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
We have a recusal from Director Darcy. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the full board. If there's no objection, we'll take item 14 through 18. Is that correct? Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the full consent board agenda. Thanks, Paul.
All right.
Legal.
Thank you. Good morning. We have 8 items on our agenda. We're just going to be speaking about 5 of them, this morning. So we will deal with the other 3 in executive session at the full board. First one is an IGA at the City of Des Plaines. Tollway is doing bridge reconstruction, which takes I-90 over Wolf Road and Toohey Avenue. A city water main needs to be relocated. Typical protocol would be for the city to do it and the tollway to reimburse. City has requested that the tollway pick it up in its own construction contract, and we are doing that. And this agreement just sets out some of the reporting relationships, and we'll give progress reports to the city as we begin the move at the 70% and the 100% stage of the work.
And I'm sorry, I didn't ask anybody this in advance, so if it's inappropriate, let me know. I think I saw in the papers that they had failed to vote on some signs that in their city council that to approve. So this has nothing to do with that, with the movies.
Not that I know, sure.
Okay.
But perhaps
I can answer the question. So the billboards, there's billboards that are located in Des Plaines that we're working with their city council. Actually, the billboard company is working with the city council to get the signs approved to be relocated. They had a limit on the number of billboards they would allow in the town. So these would be their existing billboards that they're trying to grandfather.
Okay. Okay.
It's to be continued. It was deferred to the full city council.
Rocco, then to the chair's question, though, our IGA, as best I know, doesn't have any impact on that issue.
This is just about the pipe.
That's more
just
to move the pipe. That's a relocation issue from the right of way.
Thank you.
Thanks. The next 3 items, 2, 3, and 4, are just standard protocol agreements. We call them our general utility agreement. We've been seeing these on a regular basis. 3 entities. The first one is with a company called West Shore Pipeline. This is an interference that may come into play along Elgin O'Hare near Route 83. Third one is with an entity called Unite Private Network. They have fiber optic facilities in the neighborhood of Elgin O'Hare at Roselle Road. And item 4 is with an entity, BP Pipelines North America. And they have a facility at 90 and Elmhurst Road where we will be coming into contact with their petroleum pipelines. Standard protocol are... These are no-cost agreements. These just set out the protocol when we're going to be moving something, how we notify, how we work collaboratively, et cetera. Okay. Item 5 is one of the deferred, so if I could direct you to item 6. This is a long-standing RFP, which we are happy to finally bring to the board. This is, as much as anything, a convenience and efficiency play for my corner of the agency, which is the legal services. We put out an RFP seeking proposals from law firms who do some of the core types of work when we do go outside in need of outside legal services, which is somewhat on a regular basis, though we, as the board knows well, we try to keep a lot of things in-house. The work largely breaks down into the six categories listed on this summary. We work with labor relations and employment litigation, general civil litigation, workers' comp, which is obviously a big area of work for us, general legal liability, where we're talking about different types of exposures the agency may face given one type of or another contractual relationship we may enter, intellectual property, which we just do on a very small basis, but as the board knows, we've had an ongoing patent filing related to some camera washing equipment out in the lanes, and that will be ongoing likely for some time as we go back and forth with the Patent and Trademark Office in D.C. And then number six is just general contract matters. If you look at our use of outside law firms in any relevant period, 5-year, 10-year, this is where the bulk of the work occurs. So we asked firms to submit, and they were scored on a technical basis. They were also asked to submit their pricing on an hourly basis. And we had a review team, all within the tollway, and all of us, including myself, who were on the evaluation committee, happen to be attorneys, have fairly regular familiarity with procuring legal services. And we're very pleased with the pool we're recommending to you. We received 19 proposals. Only 18 were allowed to be scored per state procurement. One of them, not tollway procurement, I might note, state procurement deemed one of them non-responsive, a bit to my dismay. But nevertheless, those 18 that were scored, 10 of the 18 received a technical score high enough above our threshold. We used a 100-point scale. And the firms above 80 or above were those we deemed technically responsible. And we are recommending award to each of the firms who received that 80 or above technical score in the area, in the categories. They didn't all bid on every category. Some firms bid on one, some firms bid on a handful. And this is how they break down. And we are happy to put all of them into a pool. None of these firms, by virtue of this award, are promised any work. There is no work that goes to them in the aftermath of this award. Similar to the way we do our bond council pool, this essentially sets up a pool of already approved firms that we know have been deeply vetted, and we will. You'll see a couple of the names are familiar to us, and many are new. So it's very exciting. Of the 10, two of the firms, although we didn't have a goal on this, but two of them, 20%, happen to be in the DBE category. And so that's very exciting to us, and if you have any questions, I'd be happy to take them on.
Will you rotate the firms? Is that what you said?
That's absolutely okay. The plan, and you know, these will be as needed, and as certain matters develop, I think my practice is likely to be a particular matter. If it fits in one of those categories, I'm likely to talk to more than one of the firms and get a sense who might be best at that given moment, who has staffing available, area of expertise, have they dealt with this particular type of matter. That's my usual protocol.
And do we see a manifestation of arm wrestling to get the prices down? Is that what the
it was a tough negotiation. I couldn't get
it. It's all basically the categories here, and I didn't see environmental anywhere. Are they? Will we use one of these firms to do environmental work if we need be, or environmental research? Or?
Chair, it's quite likely that we would. I know a few of these shops are likely to have an environmental practice, but many of them will not, from my experience. And when you look at our six main categories of work, that hasn't been one where we've needed to kind of throw it into our core if you look at our spending from the last, say, 5 years. So I should note that the award to this pool in no way precludes us from going out on an as-needed basis on an isolated procurement for a particular firm, say, an environmental matter, or even if a matter would come up in one of these categories. This gives us a ready, willing, and able standing pool of quality firms, all, frankly, in the Chicago and local area, which we're thrilled about.
We haven't necessarily used environmental legal services, though, a lot historically.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So a lot of that work happens under the various engineering contracts or other places, not so much legal, but just the, you know, filling out the permits and those types of requirements. So that's, I think, when looking at the landscape. That's the my that's been my understanding.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Exactly.
And then items 7 and 8?
Correct. Items 7 and 8 we will take up in executive session.
In the full board.
At full board.
Full board. Okay. All right. Any questions for under legal? The legal? Okay. There being none, looks like we could take items 1, 2, 3, and 4. 5 is being deferred. And we could take 1, 2, 3, 4, and 6. 5, 7, and 8 are being deferred to the full board.
Correct?
Okay. Yes. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion moves to the full board consent agenda. Thank you. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
And, any unfinished business? None. Any new business? I mean, I don't believe there's a need for executive session today. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. We are now adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.